Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. Some call me mysterious. Some call me a conspiracy theorist. And others just call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball. The first chair of the Woodwind Group. I had fun at her wedding and enjoyed being there. Miss Allie Mack.
Does that make you feel better?
And over there we have Dylan. I drive a brand new Kia because I'm in the Kia studios. And he waves creepily and he gets very defensive if you pick against his Eagles. Mr. Dylan Dallin Matthews. And together we are the Morning Shift. Good morning.
I don't even know where to start with you two this morning, man.
I'm just Allie not going to sit here and have stones cast at me, not only on the air yesterday, but in the recap this morning.
I'm gonna keep it a buck, as Dylan would say. I don't know which one of you is right or wrong in this whole scenario. I'm not sure that there is one. It's just hilarious to listen to. Allie is upset that Bo was not excited about going to her wedding.
A two-year-old beef.
She's upset that Bo was not excited about coming to her wedding. And she called him out yesterday about it because she has been around Bo enough to know that he was not excited about going to the wedding.
Exactly.
And his response is, yeah, I wasn't excited, but I had a good time, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know which one's right and wrong.
Well, it's just hilarious because Bo is maintaining that someone fed me the information that he was complaining about going to my wedding. I just know who he is. I've known you for 20 years.
Neither here nor there. I am starting a formal investigation into the Morning Shift and the shows around it to see who is the rat.
I am so stuck between you guys on this one. I am because I would never want to hear that somebody was not excited to come to my wedding.
Exactly.
But I can't remember the last time I got invited to something, formally invited to something that I had to dress up for,
that I wanted to do. Yeah.
Like I even not dress up. Like even when my kid's like, hey, daddy got invited to little Johnny's birthday party. I'm like, son of a.
Dude.
You
could add, the neighbor could text me and say, you guys want to do dinner tonight? We're going to cook. We're going to have like tomahawk ribeyes. All you got to do is walk across the street. And I'll be like, I don't want to walk across the street. I mean, why are they doing it at 6:45? Why couldn't you do it at 6:30?
100%.
Do they have my drink? I mean,
Allie does seem like the kind, though, that gets invited to things and gets pumped. She's got that personality.
I do get excited about social occasions. I do. But I feel like I did take the heat off him yesterday by explaining Grant and I did get feedback that a lot of people were not excited about the timing and the location of our wedding.
Sure.
Yeah, but I'm the only one that got personally attacked on radio. Like, I'm the only one that got named by it. I mean, name them. Name them. Say the names.
I actually remember giving Grant crap. that week
that
because I was not invited. I was like, Grant, we've met before in person, okay? It's like, how am I not invited to this thing?
Does it make the case worse against me if I actually bragged about I was the only one on the show that got to go?
Oh, my goodness.
He did. He definitely did.
I was like, yeah, I'm the only one invited to his wedding this weekend.
And if I had a time machine, I'd go back and be like, you don't even want to go to the wedding. You're not even excited.
It's not that I didn't want to go. See, that hold on. That is where this is getting a little bit misconstrued, right? Is that the right way? I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I wanted to go. Like I was happy to be invited, and I would have been like, well, I didn't get invited. I've known Grant and Allie both. I mean, how many years combined?
Yeah.
It was just more the fact that I had to do it. Like, I just don't like doing anything I don't want to do. I'm just a contrarian. I don't know what the hell you want from me.
It wasn't going. It was the process of going for Bo. That's all it was.
I had this vision in my mind because Andy and Randy came to the wedding as well. And I had this vision in my mind too. I'm like, you know what? They clocked off at 2:00 and we're like, hey, you ready to go to the wedding? Let's go. It was, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you something.
It wasn't this, all right, let's drive out to Cedar.
You don't think they were playing paper, rock, scissors to see who drives?
Hold on. Hold on. Stop this. I am not going to allow this. I don't want to be that guy. But I can tell you the one person that wants to go and leave their house less than me on this radio station is Randy McMichael. He openly admits it. And I don't feel like I'm being that guy by saying that, but he is the one person who wants to leave his house less than me.
There's no doubt.
That guy had a good time. He was cutting a rug on the dance floor.
Well, I respect that so much.
I imagine being a former NFL tight end, he has a lot more nimble feet than I do and better dancer.
There you go.
It was Randy and my 3-year-old nephew at the time that were like the stars of the dance floor. All right, let's get to your headlines since I feel like a little bit of news has broke since we last got to talk. Let's start with the good. Jalen Johnson was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Speaking of, Hawks are back in action tonight. They're back home to take on the Pistons. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7:30. Cowboys beat the Raiders in Vegas last night, 33-16 on Monday Night Football. The New York Jets are benching QB Justin Fields for Tyrod Taylor. And you guys already know this next headline. The Falcons have placed Michael Penix Jr. on the IR. He has injured his left knee, will miss a minimum of 4 games. Kirk Cousins will be starting QB. And Raheem Morris also said that Drake London has a PCL sprain and is out this week, maybe more.
I think most people will respect this story that I'm about to say because when I saw the Justin Fields news, I was like, oh, me and Bo, our fantasy team, we should go after Tyrod Taylor. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, we could use an extra quarterback in the mix. It's a dynasty team. We've been stashing Kirk Cousins for so long that, you know, and he hasn't been worth anything. And we probably at some point have to move on. And then I see the news that Michael Penix is now possibly lost for the entire season, but put on IR for a minimum of 4 weeks. And I was like, oh, well, there you go. There's our backup quarterback that we need to utilize. Kirk Cousins is already on our team.
I mean, that's good. Roll.
I know.
That's good.
I know.
That's
the
best part.
As if the season couldn't get any worse. It was just an absolute gut punch to see that news come across the phone. And then you add the Drake London stuff to it. I don't even have any words for the season anymore. This is as bad as I could have pictured the season being at this point. Honestly. Could it have been worse? Sure, you could have lost to Buffalo or whatever else. But, man, in terms of just the entire storylines that we thought we'd have throughout August,
mm-hmm.
This one sucks. There's just no two ways around it. This one absolutely stinks, and there's an uphill climb for everybody involved.
Well, look, we can talk about what the season is or isn't at this point. I think I probably feel a little bit differently. I think I was just even asked a question last night. What's the best? You know, what's the best case scenario? And I was like, you know, get hot, win out. And the person was like, well, why? And I said, well, because there's a lot of young players on this team that it would do a lot of damn good to win and to learn how to finish games, and especially on the defensive side, right? And doing something we haven't done the last 3 weeks, close games out. I won't say all 5 of the losing streak, but the last 3 for sure. You had chances to close each game out, and you failed to do it, right? But the worst case – The worst part about this is if he's, which it seems he will, is the the development and progression that he can make. And whether you think Zach Robinson's the right guy or not, you go and look at his game in Berlin and go look at his game here for the first two quarters. Let's just say two quarters, because he got hurt on the first possession that you had the ball in the second half. And he showed resilience. He bounced back. He showed a willingness to take what the defense was giving you. He was accurate with passes. In fact, he was 13 of 16, if I'm not mistaken. I know at least one of those was a flat-out drop by Darnell Mooney. So that was what you wanted. And could he build off of that? Not mentioning, could you have won the game if he stayed in because of the game plan? He used his legs right before he got injured. In fact, he runs and gets it to second and one. You got a first down. He gets it to second and one. And then Lindstrom gets the holding penalty. And then two passes. And then on the second of the two passes, he gets injured. So it just kind of – it sucked. And it was the first time that in a long time you saw Penix, Drake, and Bijan all play really well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to disagree with that. And I would make the point that the worst thing that could have happened to Michael Penix in terms of the franchise outlook would have been a grade of incomplete this year. And I feel like that's what we're looking at, right? Do I have an A? Do I have an F? I'd rather know, mm-hmm. right? I'd rather know if I got a great quarterback or if I got one that's never in a million years going to make it. The incomplete or, you know, the in-between grade is what really stinks about it, man. So, you know, there were some people that were still on board with Michael. I think we talked about on the show that we're not ready to you know, kind of flush that entire situation, and yet we're not even going to get to see the whole thing pan out. It's the worst case scenario, in my opinion, for what this team is going through right now.
Well, I think we all need to be very careful of our words today, because we were tweeted basically when this news broke, like, this is exactly what y'all said this morning.
Yeah.
If we heard today, this would be the news, that it's very, very bad.
Yeah, that's the way it goes in the NFL. If you play on Sunday and there's injury news in the Monday press conference from something like that, where a player leaves the game and doesn't come back, it normally ain't good. You know, I don't know if Raheem actually addressed Drake yesterday, but I know that all the reports have came out that he is seemingly week to week, which means what? What have we learned from this team? Week to week means
he's not playing.
Yeah, not this week. Day to day means normally that they'll play, and that sucks too, because you're at the point with like. I really actually feel a little bad for Kirk, because his second start this year, and both starts, he's going to be without Drake London, which is, if anything, showed us about this offense, he is the only receiver you can count on this year.
I have a question about Kirk Cousins that we can get to on the other side. It was kind of a debate last night in the McCauley household and how he's feeling about this situation. So coming up, we'll dig into more of the Falcons' fate after all the news yesterday. Next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.